Hey guys, welcome to the channel. This is Don with DonThomason.com. Have you been wanting to build something? Have you been wanting to build a brand, build something around a product, build something around your passion? Well, today I'm giving you my top 10 ways so you can start influencing and building community around your brand, around your passion today. And that's coming up right after this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the channel. And today, like I said, we're going to give you our top 10 ways that you can start building your influence and building a community around your brand, your product, your passion. And that's coming up today. No matter if you're a photographer, no matter if you're a graphic designer, no matter if you're a thought leader, an influencer, we're going to give you some top 10 ways that's going to help you and is going to get you started in building that community, because we want to see you succeed. So let's get into those top 10 ways right now. Number one is to add value to your niche. If that's something that you haven't done yet, is niche down or find out what space you want to be in or where you can best influence. I'm going to link a video up here in the up here somewhere that you can go and check that out. That's how to niche down. I'm going to be doing that in a couple weeks, so you can come back to this video in a couple weeks, and that should be right there in the cards. And I'll also link that in the description below once it's done. But you need to add value. I would say for the first year, because this is what I'm doing, for the first year of my brand launching, which is launching from January to December of 2018, I'm not worried about how I can sell something. I'm not worried about how I can do business. I'm just trying to get out there and get myself as a thought leader in my niche, get out there and put my brand into people's minds by bringing them content that's valuable to the niche, bringing them answers to their questions, making videos to answer their questions, responding to them on Twitter, liking them and commenting on Instagram and Facebook, doing all I can to build up value. So when people decide to go out and look for a photographer or a graphic designer or a brand consulting or a social media marketing consultant, they'll thank Don Thomason, because not because I try to shove stuff down their throat 24/7 on Twitter or on Instagram or on Facebook or here on YouTube. It's because I took the time to help them out when they needed it. All right, now moving on to number two, and that is to use apps on your smartphone to help you get content out to different platforms. Stuff like Hootsuite or Buffer, like I use, allows you to send stuff to Instagram, to Twitter, to Facebook, to YouTube. Anything that you want to send to any platform. Of course, there's a free version when you get up to 4, I think, and then you got to pay for it, but it's awesome because you can have one piece of content. Instead of going into each native platform and posting it, you can compose native content to each platform at one time and schedule it to post, so you ain't got to worry about it. That's one feature that I use before I go to bed every night. I go ahead and get everything ready for the next day, because even working at 9 to 5, coming home and try to build a brand, if that's you, I'm a father, I have kids, I have a wife, I have a job, but on that, before I lay my head on the pillow at night, it takes me maybe 10 minutes to find a piece of content, to find a couple pieces of content that I want to put out to my audience, that will help them further their influence game, further building their community, further building their brand, and send it into Buffer and schedule it to go out, and then it's done. I ain't got to worry about posting the next day. Then I can just post when I feel inspired and spend my time answering people's questions and things like that. So find an app that's going to help you put out multiple pieces of content to multiple platforms with minimal effort. All right, moving on to number three, and that is create a focus strategy. You need to be able to create a focus strategy around your social media, around your YouTube channel. Mine is capturing moments, spreading messages, and building brands. That's what I want to do on my YouTube channel. It has growing influence, building community, and building brand awareness. That is what I'm all about. So anytime you look at my YouTube channel, you look at my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram, my Snapchat, that's what I'm going to be posting, because that's my brand focus. That's my strategy, and it'll help you boost followers, boost engagements, because people will know when they come to your tweets, to your posts, whatever it is, to your videos, that's the content that they're getting, because that's the content that they want. All right, moving right along to number four, and that is to build a tight network inside the community that you're building. Inside the followers that you have, make sure you're engaging with them. Make sure you're answering their questions. Make sure you're replying to their comments. Make sure you're starting conversations, because this is a great way to